You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It can be hard for people moving to a new place to make meaningful connections, but it can be just as hard for a longtime resident whose neighborhood goes through rapid change. Reporter Carrie Spivak brings us this story of San Francisco resident Sheila McLaughlin and her determination to know her neighbors.
When I started this, I was feeling this isolation. A sense of isolation that was at times unbearable. My one son had moved away. Often my friends had left to go back to take care of parents or because it was too expensive. I used to know the people upstairs, but they had left.
It was 2013. Sheila McLaughlin had lived in the Western Addition for over 20 years, and now it was becoming trendy. Housing prices escalated. Realtors called it Lower Pacific Heights. Before she knew it, McLaughlin was a stranger in her own neighborhood and didn't know anyone around her.
I felt that that was extremely strange, to live someplace for 23 years and have no idea who lived across the street from me. And it bothered me, and it made me feel even more disconnected. And I wanted that to change somehow.
McLaughlin lived in a rent-controlled apartment and wasn't moving, but she's a photographer, so she turned to her art.
So that's why I went outside in front of my own house with my camera loaded with film, and I would just ask the first person I saw, "Do you live around here?" Hi, guys.
Hi.
I live in this house. Do you live in the neighborhood?
No.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay.
We are very late.
Oh, go. Sorry about that.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
How many times did you go out actively searching for neighbors?
Probably at least 50 times. Yeah, I walked around. I didn't just stay on the street and around the street. I ventured around somewhat. I would say, "I'm Sheila. I live in this house. I've been here for such a long time, and I'd like to create some sense of community in this neighborhood because there doesn't seem to be any. And I don't know how you feel, but do you know your neighbors? Do you feel connected to this neighborhood?" And it would lead to me asking them if they would participate by letting me do portraits of them in their homes and get to know them better.
Almost 30 people said yes.
In fact, I was extremely surprised that so many people would stop and have a conversation with me about this and, in fact, agree to be photographed. Here's where Maggie lives. I stopped her on the street. She was waiting for an Uber. And I quickly got her to give me her phone number and photographed her afterwards. So I photographed Sandy. She's putting up Christmas lights right now.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. This is my fiancé.
Nice to meet you.
I heard you got engaged recently.
Yes, we did.
After a few portraits, word got around. Sandy Minella heard about McLaughlin from her downstairs neighbor.
There's this neighbor, Sheila, who's a photographer and wants to take pictures of the neighbors to kind of, you know, as a way to bring people together. And it's like, wow, what a great idea. Through that, I've met many people that I now can say hi to on the street and everything.
So Hildy lives here in this corner house. I actually met her because she had a garage sale right here on the corner.
And she just came up and asked me if I was an artist in the neighborhood.
Well, you had your paintings outside.
That's right.
I knew nothing about you.
I was very hesitant.
Hildy, did you know many of your neighbors before you participated?
No, I didn't. I had no idea there were so many artists.
That also surprised McLaughlin because so many of her friends who moved out of San Francisco were artists. It's a discovery she only made because she went into people's homes with her camera.
Your environment tells me a lot about who you are and what kinds of things that you have in your house represents who you are, more so than me photographing you here on the sidewalk.
For Hildy Burns, it was the easels, paints, and stacked canvases. In the portrait of Julie Swenson, we see the large American flag hanging in her bedroom, a symbol of her asylum here after escaping the Khmer Rouge. Victoria Linder poses in front of the stained glass windows she and her husband Mort salvaged from the condemned building they bought in the 60s. Each portrait tells a larger story about a person, a home, a neighborhood, and about San Francisco. Many of the people photographed have left the city. But for McLaughlin and those that remain, the portraits document community.
We developed relationships, and I started to maybe see them on the street and talk to them.
Some of them have become her close friends. They go hiking, have weekly dinner, go to museums. McLaughlin doesn't photograph strangers from the street anymore to create community.
I'm coming!
Instead, every December, she hosts a cookie party for old and new neighbors.
Well, hello. Aren't you looking very festive?
This is my friend.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in.
They page through McLaughlin's portraits, which she turned into a book.
It's a portrait of me holding a portrait, a self-portrait painting.
And they talk about the neighborhood.
That's their policy.
They want housing with no parking.
But they go to improve the transit system.
Things changed for me, I think, because I was really excited by the project. I was feeling like I'm on to something. This is bigger than myself. You know, this could resonate with other people for different reasons. It's not just about me now.
She says it's about everybody that's involved. In San Francisco, I'm Carrie Spivak for Cross Currents.